Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chuck Ellis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Chuck Ellis. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is hit by the pitch. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Westlake moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Dobie reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chuckalis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive off the glove of Glenn, and into shallow right field. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Kellner moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. There goes Rosen trying to get to third. Zerniel throws the ball into Suter, who tags Rosen for the out. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chuck Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chuck Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn throws to second for 1, and Strickland throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kellner moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hooper now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Joost applying the tag. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Astroth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Westlake moves to second. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Marian Fricano pinch runs for Elmer Vallow. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Fricano moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Suter bunts towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Fricano moves to third. Joost moves to second. One out. Lou Brissy now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fricano scores. Joost scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Steve Gromek now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Wally Westlake. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Maury Martin now pitching. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Bill Glynn. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Rosen moves to third. Simpson moves to second. One out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.